rise and shine.
Yeah. Oh my God, what if there was a Kanye West, Kylie Jenner remix?
OMG, yes. Rise
and shine. Rise and shine.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Rise and shine. Get up in the morning. All right, hey, it's Joe McKenzie, and we have not had any coffee today.
We really have. Well, you had a bang, Lucky.
I haven't had any coffee, any caffeine at all.
Me neither.
Yeah.
We are natural over here.
Yeah, Pork Chop's out collecting his dog from his ex, so.
Collecting his debt.
With his new boyfriend.
This is going to be a good story. So he's going up to Michigan to get his sweet little dog, Chloe, and so he has to get the dog from his ex. He's bringing his new man up there with him. So hopefully everything goes smooth.
No, hopefully everything goes awry and we have a ton of stuff to talk about tomorrow.
Like, I hope there's an awkward three-person hookup or what?
Joe suggested this to him yesterday and I was in shock.
Listen,
I don't think his ex likes the new, would be involved with the new
man.
It
could be an anger thing. Some people are into
that. You're so weird.
Okay, well, we'll find out what happens tomorrow when we check in with Pork Chop when he's back. Okay, Jerry O'Connell. He's been in a bunch of things. I think I know him most from Scream, what, 2?
Yeah, Scream 2.
Joe's a part.
He was in Jerry Maguire.
Liv, what do you know him for? Like Bravo, you said?
Married to Rebecca Romaine.
Yeah. He's like got a bunch of podcasts and like videos and stuff like that about all of the Real Housewives and like Bravo reality television shows. So that's all, like that's
and
what I know.
And he fills in for
mainly.
Wendy Williams sometimes.
Yeah, he just is all about the hot gossip in the streets and with reality TV, and I love it.
All right, this video has been going viral. It's really good stuff. He shared a video of a car ride with his 10-year-old twin daughters, and he titled it "Teach Your Children." And I'm going to play the audio, but we want to hear from you at 833-563-2539. What did you do to embarrass your kids? Or maybe you got a memory you'll never forget where your parents did something to you, and it just embarrass the crap out of you. What did he do? Well, he tried to teach his kids about some good music, some Prince. Listen to this.
Yeah.
Real music. This is real music. Listen.
Maybe I'm just too demanding.
Listen to it.
Maybe I'm just like my father. Too bold. Maybe I'm just like my mother. Guys, stop it. He's never sad. He's never sad.
They could not stand. He was, if you couldn't tell, doing "When Doves Cry" by Prince.
They're like, "Play Ariana Grande, Daddy.
Stop
we want Billie
it!
Eilish."
Oh man, that's a legit song though. Those kids should know about it. That is so funny though. 833-563-2539. What did your parents do to you to embarrass the crap out of you? Or maybe as a parent, you've done it to your kid.
So my parents would do this. My dad would do it, and not kind of to embarrass, but it just annoyed me so much. It's like, oh my gosh, stop. Like stop. So whenever we were really cranky, he would call us Sebastian. Like the crab from Little Mermaid because we were crabby.
I love that.
And so we would already be so upset, so angry, so mad. He'd be like, "Oh, Sebastian." And we would be like, "Yeah!" Like we would go crazy.
That's
it would drive
funny.
Us nuts.
Apparently. See, I like with this music, that is so cute. But I love, because my dad, I mean, I love, like, he played his music and I love, like, the Temptations. We Dance to My Girl. That's our song. That's the song with all his girls. Like, I love being subjected, like, but I love music in general of all, like, ages and genres and all this. I think it's cool that he did this. Go Jerry O'Connell.
Now, be honest. Have you done anything with your daughter Lulu to embarrass her?
Oh, I embarrass her all the time.
Okay, but on
like
purpose.
On the show, she gets embarrassed when she sees me on TV. Like, yeah.
But have you done it on purpose, though? Because I think parents all the time accidentally embarrass their kids, but you're like, oh, I'm going to show her.
No, I haven't actually embarrassed her on purpose yet. What about you, Joe? Like, growing up, do you remember any times?
I just... My dad used to embarrass me, and I don't think he meant to, but anytime we were at sporting events, my dad was the loud parent, like, "Hey, umpire, get off your knees, you're blanking the game." Like, my dad would just say all the inappropriate stuff at sporting events. He was the overly, like, competitive father that might have had a few brews in the car before the game.
Right.
And it's just like, "Come on!" It's like, dude, it's an 8-year-old baseball game. Chill out.
Settle down. Lulu does warn me things that will embarrass her. Like, her school, you can buy, like, swag or, like, spirit t-shirts. Mm-hmm. And stuff, and she's like, they have them in adult sizes too. She's like, "Mommy,
no.
If you bought one of those, I would be mortified. Like, okay, taking the note.
Twinsies.
No.
Hannah, thank you for calling in to Joe and Mackenzie. What happened? Did you embarrass somebody or were you embarrassed?
I used to embarrass my little sister when I would drop her off at middle school. So I would turn up the music really loud when she, like, ran to meet her friends and scream at her real loud, like in Freaky Friday. I'd go, bye, honey. Make good choices.
I'm going to try that. I love it.
No,
it's
Mackenzie.
It's a crowd pleaser. I recommend
it's
it.
It's a crowd pleaser.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. 833-563-2539. How did your parents embarrass you, or maybe how did you embarrass your kiddos? We'll go to Lauren this morning. Lauren, what's your story?
Hey, so whenever I was in high school, I guess before I would start driving, my dad used to drive me to school. And as soon as I'd get out of the car and start walking, you know, there's tons of other kids getting dropped off. My dad would roll down his window, and as loud as he could, he would go, I love you, Lauren. Have a great day at school. And I just pretended I didn't know him at all. Like, I just kept walking head straight forward.
That's oh, my awesome. Gosh. And he did that on purpose because he knew it would be a little embarrassing to you?
Yeah, he did it every day. Like, not a once in a while, like, every single day.
Does that not make you laugh to see yourself? What do you think of it?
It does. He's a really funny person. So now I know all these good tricks that I can do with my six-year-old. So whenever she starts getting, you know, her diva attitude, I know how to embarrass her really well.
That's cool.
See, it all comes full circle. Hey, Lauren, thank you for calling in this morning. We'll wrap things up with Brittany. Brittany, you're on Joe Mackenzie. What do you got?
I got 5 kids, and I sit there and I take pictures of them all the time while they're sleeping, while they're doing stuff without them knowing that I am. And then when they have people come to the house and hang out, I'll show off the pictures, and they don't even know I have them. They're like, Mom, where did you get that from?
Oh, my gosh.
That's pretty funny.
Especially my 15-year-old. She hates it.
Oh,
she gets
man.
So mad at me.
She's probably, like, sleeping. There's a little bit of drool coming out of her
yes.
mouth.
Uh-huh. Or when the 3 younger ones all fall asleep together and you've got limbs going everywhere and butts hanging out in the air and they're all facing different directions.
Oh, my gosh, that's funny.
It's hilarious.
Remember, Brittany, they might have to take care of you one day.
That's true.
Oh, I know. I got 5 of them. At least one should.
Yeah, one of them may not be too mad about it. Hey, Brittany, thank you for calling in to the show this morning. I love this because you know what happens out there. Once again, if you're just tuning in, this is the funniest thing ever as we wrap up here. Jerry O'Connell teaching his kids about real music.
Prince. Yeah! Yeah!
Real music!
I'm just too demanding. Listen to it. Maybe I'm just like my father. Too bold. Maybe I'm just like my mother. Guys, stop it. He's never sad. He's never satisfied.